It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
Chances are most of us have been involved in an organization or a project which is in search of funding. We know money doesn't grow on trees, but one source for funding for certain projects here in our community is the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Bridget Dirks is with us today, and Bridget is the Grant Program Officer for the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Give us just a quick background for those people who might not know about the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and how you work in our region and what services you provide.
The Community Foundation has been around since 1973. We hold about $260 million in assets here in the region. We represent the Ozarks region, which by our definition is south of the Missouri River within the state of Missouri outside the metro areas of St. Louis and Kansas City. We have 47 affiliate volunteer organizations throughout the region, so we really represent all of southern Missouri. We hold grant-making assets, among other assets. We also hold assets for nonprofit organizations, donor funds, those of volunteer affiliate groups, but a piece of that is our grant-making. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about today.
Yeah, so one of the hallmarks, as you just said, of the Community Foundation of the Ozarks are the grant funding programs. What kind of grants are available through CFO, and what sort of projects maybe have been recently funded?
Well, we recently released our new information for our 2015-2016 grant-making program. We have a pretty wide variety of different types of grants. We categorize those in two ways, either the Metro Springfield region, which represents Springfield Metro and the Greene County region, or outside of that, which it falls under our Coover grant-making program. So within the Metro Springfield program, we have a project for innovative ideas. So that's our innovative grant round. All kinds of new concepts, trying to get nonprofits to think about solving issues in a new and creative way. So that's a great opportunity for organizations. We also do classroom innovation grants for teachers who have classroom projects in Springfield and Greene County that they would like funded. We also cover senior issues in partnership with the Greene County Tax Board. We have the Arts and Culture Program, which we work with the Springfield Regional Arts Council on. And then, as I said before, we have a lot of regional programming through our Coover grant-making program, which is specifically for nonprofit organizations serving outside of the Springfield-Greene County area.
So every other year, the Community Foundation is involved with what we call the Community Focus Report. That'll be released this year in the fall, in October. This Community Focus Report outlines the blue ribbons, in other words, the good things that are happening in our community, and the red flags, those things which are of concern, those things that have been pointed out as issues of concern. How do you define a red flag? What comes to the surface that says this is a red flag in our community?
In the Community Focus Report, we have red flags under a number of different topics. We also have some overarching red flags, but the way that we define those red flags is that our community is struggling in some way with a particular issue. So we're not doing as well as we could be doing, either by comparison or just we feel like we could be doing a better job. Good examples of red flags, over and over again, issues of poverty fall into our red flags, and those can reach across all aspects of the Community Focus Report. They fall across housing and children's issues and pre-K and domestic violence and all sorts of things like that. We have also all kinds of red flags involved with the environment and with safety in our community, all types of things. And so every 2 years, we look at those opportunities and see what we really should do a better job at. So we'll be releasing that in October for the 2015 year. And we're excited to tackle some of those red flags with our grant making.
Well, and you just specifically said that. That is a way that you guys have decided or determined to tackle the red flag specifically. You have started or begun a new collaborative effort with grants. So tell us about the collaborative effort program and how you envision that rolling out in the next few years.
Well, the Community Foundation of the Ozarks has really, we are working to address those red flags, and we feel like we could be more effective at it. So one of the ways that we are going to try to do that in the 2015-16 year is that we are going to take $120,000 of our grant making and specifically try to address red flags in our community in a collective way. We're going to call them the Collective Impact Grant Opportunity. In this collective impact, we are asking nonprofits to work together to address a red flag. This particular group of grant-making, we are actually asking that they not address specifically issues of poverty, but instead address the other red flags. We are going to have a poverty grant that comes out later on in the year, which will specifically address that, and we'll have its own grant-making program. So what we want nonprofits to do is work together and find ways to be really effective in a more meaningful way. They will be larger grants than we normally fund from this pool of money. In this previous pool of money, we would give small grants to a lot of nonprofits. We felt like that was not as effective as we wanted to be. So this program, nonprofits can work together and apply for up to $30,000 of funding. So a bigger pool of money to address an issue more fully.
Is the $30,000 the total amount to be given out, or $30,000 per grant per collaborative effort?
That will be $30,000 per collaborative effort. We have $120,000 for the grant round as a whole.
So what are you hearing, kind of preliminary feelings from the nonprofits? Are they interested and willing to work collaboratively on these types of programs?
Absolutely. The Springfield region as a whole is a really collaborative community. We've discovered that over and over again. And so giving the nonprofits an opportunity to really work together and be able to do something, but also have the funding to be able to do those things, that has really excited a lot of nonprofits. We have spoken with several that address various issues, and they're already thinking about the groups that they could be working together with in order to address something that they're all seeing in the community.
So when does that grant cycle run, and when will those grants be announced?
Those grants are due on November 20th. We are actually having an educational session about that on October 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Community Foundation. That event will sort of outline more specifically how we're going to do it, and we'll be happy to answer any questions at that time from the nonprofits. I would note also, while you're thinking about this grant opportunity, we do not want risk of failure to be a deterrent. We want nonprofits to try to think of new creative ways to solve problems, to work on something that is different and a new effort. So in that way, you can apply for a thing that you don't necessarily know is going to be successful, but you feel like is a good shot. So that should be a factor for this. We are trying to move people forward and not do things the old way.
So is risk of failure or not applying because of risk of failure, is that kind of a new concept in the grant world?
It is a little bit, and this is something that has happened nationally recently. There are a lot of grant-making organizations that are trying to encourage everyone to try to think of new ways. The old ways in a lot of issues, including poverty because it's such a complex issue, the old ways are not working as well, and we want to do better.
Great. And lastly, can you give us the website that people can go to for more information?
Absolutely. It's cfozarks.org. If you click the Grant Seekers and Scholarships tab, you will find all of our grant opportunities.
Perfect. Thank you. Today, our guest has been Bridget Dirks, who is the Grant Program Officer for the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. For this program and others, go to the website at ksmu.org.